The book Hebrews, part 5. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, please contact us at our WhatsApp, which is +27. The number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in a study, you are very, very welcome. Please go to part 1, because you have missed quite a bit of information. Even if it's just this first week, there's a lot of information being passed on. And it's very important that you subscribe to get the different notifications of all the other studies. It's free. The subscriptions, it's free. Send this link to your friends and family, for everyone who matters, and let them join in the Bible study. It's very important to have a pen, paper, or pen, a writing pad, and at least a 1611 King James Bible ready for the studies. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves. Listen to what I'm saying. We do not associate ourselves with the following people. Any Messianic group, any Israel Vision group, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We're not part of the Jehovah Witnesses or the Seventh-day Adventists. He said we are not affiliated to any church, denomination or organization in the world. Do you understand that? We are only an end-time Bible study group. Everyone functioning on his own, using the studies which is available and grow in the Word. We are mainly using the ancient Sacred Name Bible, the restoration of the original Hebrew Bible, which was translated in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam, where the names was changed. The name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Hashem, or Elohim. The name of the Lord was originally Yaffa. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. And we don't refer to ourselves as Christians. Why? Because one Christian church killed 150 million Christians over a period of 2,000 years. Roman Catholic Church called the Dark Ages. It's all in the history books. One Christian church killing another Christian church. The disciples of Yahushua, according to the Restoration Bible, were called Yafis. Yafis, which means followers of Yahushua. You are very welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust this study this morning is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua, and that you will receive something which you didn't have before. We're going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. The steadfastness of the book Hebrew in these last days. Yuck. The book Hebrew gives us so much to stand on, which we can daily apply to our spiritual lives. In the book of Hebrews, we are going to find a falling away from Yahushua and Yahweh Almighty in the end of the time or the end time. And churches is running empty. There is mega churches functioning, but a lot of these mega churches preach stuff that is totally unscriptural. Most of it is about money. There's a falling away. A lot of people are turning to Islam. Why? Because they are afraid of Islam. I just want to say, according to the Bible, Islam is not going to be the Antichrist. Instead, he's going to be the false prophet. Revelation 13, verse 1, you have the beast, the 7 heads and 10 horns coming from the sea. Sea is people, multitude, nations of tongues. Revelation 7, verse 15. So the beast, the Antichrist, coming from the sea, ruling over the people. Revelation 13, verse 10. The beast coming from the earth, Islam, the green horse rider. That's why you must obtain my book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation. That's why you must participate also in the study, the revelation of the book Revelation. That's why you must also participate in the study, what is your God's name, so that you can come to the knowledge of the understanding of what I'm talking about. All these different studies is integrated. It's like a puzzle, spiritual puzzle. All I'm doing every day is I'm adding something to. And not only just with a breakfast with Provanis, the quarter hour, 20 minutes, but there's other studies that we're doing weekly that you can participate in. We're finding this falling away. Ray McCauley, Pastor Ray McCauley, he used to say, he had a saying, it was part of his armor. Don't run away from God, run to God. If I've heard 100 of his messages, I've heard him 100 times saying, don't run away from God, run to God. Don't leave the throne of grace. Come to the throne of grace. You're living in the end time of grace. And a lot of people is playing with the grace situation. Doing sinful things. And just accepting God or Yahweh just to forgive them in the name of Yahushua, which is Jesus Christ. You need to live in holiness. After you confessed your sin, after you came to repentance, being immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of sin, you need to live in holiness. Holiness takes us the rest of our lives. I have the privilege, I'm serving, first I've served Jesus Christ and God, we didn't know their names till I was about 60 years old. Since I was 15 years old, I gave my heart to Jesus. 17 years old, I started to preach among the colored people in Boksburg. As one of the provinces in the East Rand, one of the towns in the East Rand of Gauteng. And you know what? It's such a privilege to know Yahweh. It became Yahweh later on, about 12 years now, that we have the names, the revelation names. But I'm so graceful and thankful that Yahweh has provided the word to also come to me, to my house. I didn't want it. I didn't want to know nothing about it. The Bible says if even an angel come with another message, curse him, let him be accursed. And I did. My wife, Pastor Rika, she saw the revelation name first. And for about 3 months, I did not know what to do, nothing with it. Till Yahweh has revealed himself through his word unto me, opening my eyes. And that's why I'm compassionate with people that doesn't just want to accept Yahushua, but wants to hold on to Jesus Christ and God and Lord. Because I couldn't accept that I was wrong for 60 years of my life. I couldn't. The Bible is talking about the falling away. We are living in the time of falling away. I can remember, I grew up in a Pentecostal house with a standard of holiness. I can remember in the time where the pastors used to preach about sin. They called sin by its name. Today, very few pastors is preaching sin anymore. Most of them today is preaching prosperity. There's things that matters. Money, dollars, yen, squatches. You can call it euro, pound. While Yahushua says, for those that are heavy burdened and laid, come to me and I will give you a rest, free of charge. Just come. We find this falling away, the time we're living in, especially in this 21st century. There's a massive falling away. In certain towns you will find churches where 30, 40 years ago on a Sunday morning you couldn't find a seat to sit. You couldn't even find a parking place. You had to park outside the parking area in the streets. And 30, 40 years later, those churches are sold off. Islam is buying a lot of these churches, these traditional churches. People have gone away. The scripture is coming to fulfillment, where it says in the last day there's going to be a falling away. People just want to be part of a church, of an organization or a denomination. On a Sunday morning they want to be part of a show. It's not a show. I can remember when I was a youngster how the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit was operating in church. Those years people feared God. Today is Jaffa El Elohim. Those years, nobody will talk about the old man up there, somewhere in the clouds, the old man up there, with a beard, say, no. They had to big respect of Jaffa, God, the English Lord. They had too much respect. And today, on a lot of television shows and movies, they just swear as they like. Oh my God, and oh Lord, and oh Jesus Christ. And you see what I'm talking about? Why? Because they're falling away. That's why in most schools today, they don't open with prayer anymore. Because there might be a Muslim child, there might be a Hindu, there might be a Buddhist, there might be a Satanist. All the religions are equal. But I don't know about any Redeemer that died and has raised, has been risen from the dead, who's ascended into heaven alive with a promise that he's coming back to take us home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, Islam from time to time says that the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem, the dome, Golden Dome, is where Muhammad ascended into heaven. Really? Has he ascended? Yeah, they say on the Mount Zion, he's ascended into heaven alive. Now, what is in Madiba? There's in Mecca, Madiba. Yearly, in December, they have my Ramadan. This month of feast. And then the Islam people walks around the grave of Muhammad. Millions of people. Some are tramped over. They are killed. Yearly, there's people killed. All they want to do is touch the railing around the grave. Because if they can just touch the railing, something spiritual will happen to them. But how can you have a grave where his bones is in Madiba when he has ascended up in heaven in Jerusalem in the Dome of the Rock? Does that make sense? It doesn't make sense. But I tell you what, my Savior and Redeemer, Yahushua, has died and is rose from the dead on the third day. and he's ascended into heaven. He said, in the house of my Father there's many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would have told you so. I'm going to prepare you a place. When I'm finished, I'm coming back to bring you up so you can be where I am. That's the parousia, the coming for the bride. Remember the church and the bride? The five? The bride. I just want to ask a question. Do you want to be church going through the great tribulation? You can't be safe in the great tribulation as church. Why? Because we're living in the age of grace. We are living in the seventh church age, which is Revelation 3 verse 14 to 22. In Revelation 4 verse 1, Apostle John says, and I saw an open door in heaven. Why? That's where the bride and the Holy Spirit went in, and the door of grace has closed. We are living in the age of grace today. And grace has a name, and his name is Yahshua. What a privilege. So we've come to the end of our first week of studying the book Hebrews. I want you to go and take Hebrews 1 for homework. I'm a professor, I like to give homework. Take the book Hebrews chapter 1 and make your own study over this weekend. Take a writing pad and your 1611 King James Bible and or your restoration of your original Sacred Name Bible and take it verse for verse. Read it with a binoculars. Read it. Study every letter, every verse. And make sure that you know what you're writing down. And then on Monday, next week, as we go along, we can compare Hebrews chapter 1. Now next week, I said binoculars. You must excuse me, I'm Afrikaans speaking. English is my second language. Binoculars, not binoculars. It's a magnifying glass. Alright, I say, I can make a little mistake, so you come and preach in Afrikaans, alright? As easy as that. You come and preach in Afrikaans, and we see. Now, sometimes I might say something, but immediately the Ruach will convince me. And you know what? A horse can stumble. He's got 4 feet. So we can sometimes just stumble over our tongue. But immediately the Ruach is rectifying it. Till Monday, if it's Yahweh's will, Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.